This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, this is just heartbreaking. So one of the headlines is there's a couple that apparently is from Orange County, and they both died, I guess, together in their quote-unquote sleep, Michelle Avila and Christian Kent, and they believe it might have been from overdose. They were Newport Beach natives. Michelle was 23, Christian was 20, and they were found dead from a drug overdose in their childhood bed. And their shocking deaths are kind of calling a, you know, bringing a call to arms that we have young people killing themselves. And it's, these are people that are just, they're partying. It's not suicide. It's not, you know, somebody shooting them down and gunning them down. Not that we want any of those happening. But we are seeing deaths that are so preventable. They say on the night before their death on October 14th, a couple had been at a party at a friend's house. Now, the parents said Michelle didn't party too much, choosing instead to spend her time with Christian and a close group of friends in the area. They had both been sick. They were had a cold. They were taking antibiotics. And she told her parents, Paolo and Adriana Avila, that she did not plan on drinking that night. They came home around 12:30 a.m. She wished her mom goodnight, laid out her clothes for a 6 a.m. shift at the Newport Beach coffee shop. She came home from work at 4 p.m. that day, the mom, and found the couple dead in bed. So it's going to take months before the toxicology reports to be complete, but they think it might have been a drug overdose. And, I mean, the girl is beautiful. She's like a model. So is he. And, I, you know, they look so happy. They look so in love. So why am I bringing this up? Because you as a parent, maybe you need to be all up in the kids' business. Maybe these kids these days, and again, 20 and 23, they're not kids. But maybe people just don't have an idea how bad things can be. In terms of this can actually kill you. We are talking people who didn't have a near miss like Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato, she was lucky that there was somebody there that could give Narcan. And otherwise, God forbid, Demi Lovato might not be with us. But most people, they don't get that near miss. When it happens, it happens. And the topic has come up, well, cold medication. Are there any cold medications you have to avoid if you are going to do narcotics or do some drugs or do some, well, we don't have an answer for that because we really can't study it. We can't take a bunch of people saying, all right, all you guys first get a cold, then take medication for that cold, and then do drugs. We can't do that. All we could do is go back retrospectively and go, well, this person did, you know, was on Sudafed, this person was on Dimetapp, this person was on Trimetic, this person was taking Contact, or whatever. Whatever the cold medications are. And then we could kind of do a study, and somebody has to do the study, somebody has to find the data and look at all the data and actually do it and say, well, you know, it looks like all these people might have been taking this one medication. Now, the government should be on top of that whenever somebody dies. You know, somebody should already have in place a process of any medications they were taking, we look at. But the problem is you don't always know. Not everybody goes to Walgreens and gets a receipt and buys something electronically and, you know, tells everybody, all right, this is what I'm taking. Most people end up, you know, taking something from a friend or using an old medication. Like, I got Claritin from 2 years ago. I have Claritin in my house, so if I have some allergies, I'll take that. Do I tell my husband when I take a Claritin? No. Nobody would ever know that I took a Claritin, especially if it doesn't show up on talk screens. So I don't see overdose deaths going down because I think people do like to escape. I think people like to feel, they like to feel weird. They like to feel buzzed. They like to feel high. But what kills me, and again, I don't know so much about what this couple was going through, but you look at them together, they look like they're in love. They look like young lovers. They look happy. You know, she had a job. They look like they had friends. So you're seeing two people on top of the world. You know, something that we always wanted, you know, how, you know, be a part of a good looking couple, being in Newport Beach. Oh my gosh, if I could live in Newport Beach. And still, they wanted to escape. If they did die of drug overdose, they still wanted an escape. You know, I get those of us in pain, those of us with heartache, those of us with cancer, those of us who lost a job, lost a loved one. I see why we want to escape. But we're having people whose lives are ones that we, you know, would, you know, have sought after, want to emulate, want to have. She's got a beach body. She could wear a bikini. I mean, and she has a great looking boyfriend. And still, they wanted an escape. And when you see young people who have it all do that and then end up dying, it means we're all really screwed. When life is good and you want an escape, that's a problem. And the problem is once you feel that escape, once you feel that buzz, once you feel that high, it's hard to say no to it, especially if you have that sort of, you know, personality. So, you know, people ask about marijuana. Will marijuana worsen the opioid-related deaths or not? I don't know. On one end, we don't see a lot of deaths with marijuana overdose. Yeah, we can with driving and crashes and things like that. Suicide, we can. So on one end, it may shunt some of those away if people are distracted with the marijuana. On the other end, some people with marijuana may not be thinking clearly and then may, you know, mistake medications or decide, oh, yeah, let's make this high different. So I don't have an answer for that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a Chinese researcher claims to have altered baby's DNA. This is going to Fox News. He claims he helped make the world's first genetically edited babies. Twin girls whose DNA he said he altered with a powerful new tool capable of rewriting the blueprint of life. A U.S. scientist said he took part in the work in China. But they couldn't do it in the U.S. because I guess that type of gene editing is banned in the U.S. Why? Because DNA changes can pass to future generations, and it could risk harming other genes. And I guess in the U.S., we don't want to harm unborn fetuses. Well, in that respect. So the many mainstream scientists think it's too unsafe to try. Some denounce what he's done as human experimentation. And the researcher is He Jianghu of Shenzhen. And he said he altered embryos for 7 couples during fertility treatments. with one pregnancy resulting thus far. He said his goal was not to cure or prevent an inherited disease, but to try to bestow a trait that few people naturally have, an ability to resist possible future infection with HIV. He said the parents involved declined to be identified or interviewed, and he would not say where they live or where the work was done. Now, he revealed what he's done, this was Monday in Hong Kong, to one of the organizers of an international conference on gene editing. He said, I feel a strong responsibility that it's not just to make a first, but to make an example. Society will decide what to do next. Now, of course, people from Scripps and University of Pennsylvania are like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is far too premature. It's unconscionable. Experiment on human beings. Some people think it's not safe. So, apparently, scientists have been using the CRISPR tool, where it basically can do gene editing. Basically, gene editing. And it's been tried to treat deadly diseases. Editing sperm, eggs, and embryos, however, that's not so much trying to affect somebody having a disease. It's trying to make a future population. And the U.S., I think they allow certain CRISPR techniques, obviously, but I don't think they allow this. So he goes by J.K. He studied at Rice and Stanford in the U.S. before returning to his homeland to open a lab at Southern University of Science and Technology. And they say the U.S. scientist who worked with him on the project after he returned to China was physics and bioengineering professor Michael Dean, who was his advisor at Rice in Houston. Deem also holds what he called a small stake in his companies. Now, USA Today says that he is now under investigation because he altered the DNA of twin girls born this month to resist HIV and AIDS. Now, Shenzhen University said Monday in a statement that the school was unaware of the research, which violates its academic ethics. The school also said he is under investigation. He has been on leave since February 1 and wasn't expected to return until January 2021. And now the other professor, Michael Deem, is also being investigated because of his alleged involvement. And they say more than 100 scientists have signed a petition calling for stricter regulations around gene editing. Okay, so what does this mean for you or I? Well, one issue I want to bring up that this story has brought up is people come here to train and then they leave. He went to Rice and Stanford and then leaves. You know, when foreigners take spots and then they take spots away from Americans and then they don't stay and contribute to America, but they leave, that just kind of leaves, you know, a bad taste in some people's mouths. Now, I'm not saying I lost a spot in Stanford or Rice, you know, or Brown or Harvard, right? But you have a lot of Americans that do covet those spots and actually have a chance, much more of a chance than I ever would. And I love the idea that foreigners come here. Benjamin Netanyahu trained here, but trust me, what Israel does in terms of allowing America, you know, intelligence and access to the Middle East, I think he's definitely given back to America in many ways. But we do have issues where people come from other countries, they train in America, and then leave. And we don't want to, quote-unquote, stop that, because we want people coming. We want people of foreign lands coming. We want to, you know, be open to diversity. And we want to hope they stay. But on a smaller scale, we deal with that on a state level. So I live in Nevada. I've basically been in Nevada most of my life. I was born in L.A. And Nevada needs doctors. A lot of states needs doctors. And so we have medical schools, which is great. But after medical school, you have to find a residency. Well, if we don't have enough residency spots, which is kind of your internship, and then you're kind of, it's kind of like an apprenticeship, but your residency is where you do more specialized training in the field you want to go into, then a student has to go out of state to get that training. So if I hadn't gotten a spot in Nevada, I would have probably gone to California or New York or Florida or the Midwest, whatever. Well, when you do your residency there, and you're there for 3 to 5 to 7, 8 years, you've already kind of built a home, started a family, built, put some roots down, so then you stay. And so there's more of a chance for a medical student who leaves to go somewhere to residency to stay there rather than come back. For me, you know, I thought I was always going to end up in California because that's where my husband was from. That's where my husband's family was from. I love California. I love the beach. But it just makes sense. I grew up in Nevada. I went to undergrad in Nevada. I went to medical school in Nevada. I went to residency in Nevada. I did my last year at UCLA, which is why I started to build some California roots. But once I did your residency in Nevada, I was able to open a practice the next day. I got hired for a job before I even finished residency. Couldn't start it till after residency, but I got hired before. And so we want to, as a society, you know, make sure we aren't having a scarcity of scientists or doctors and even lawyers, business people, entrepreneurs. We want to, if we're going to train, put that time, put that money, give them that spot, we want them to be the future leaders of them. We want them to help build an America. But we seem to have a lot of people that come to the States and then they leave and they go back to their country. And I get you have people with foreign visas and you got students, and we have foreign exchange student systems too, where we'll go and study abroad in Germany and Italy, and that's cool. That's very cool. But I just wonder if there's more of a plan or strategy out there. Now, on the flip side, we don't want to go the other way where we have discrimination. So Harvard is being sued because of their admission policy where they're limiting Asians, or they are being accused of limiting Asians. And if somebody is of a minority status, they're able to get admission with lower scores than somebody who's Asian. Now, if that is it happening because Harvard wants to limit, you know, people coming here and then leaving the country? Or is it that they're trying to show diversity? You know, and so on one end, we don't want anybody looking at race or color or creed when it comes to admission processes. On paper, look what they have, look at the package, and then based on that, you can do an interview and decide if you're going to, you know, accept them or not. But I'm wondering if we continue to train people who leave, you know, or who leave and then turn around and do things like, you know, build the next, you know, nuclear bomb against us. If eventually America's going to say, no, we're only going to allow X amount of spots to foreign grads. Maybe. You know, it's interesting. You know, we say we do things and we're fair and we're anti-discriminatory, but then, you know, there's these little tiny loopholes that people may go, oh, but that's okay. See, we can do it that way. So in terms of gene editing, I think it's phenomenal for us to be able to, if there's a person that has a disease that's going to kill them by the age of 2, we could, you know, prevent that, to let that child live. But whenever we do mess with nature, it always seems to bite us. And that's why a lot of scientists, especially those of us, you know, of faith, get a little nervous messing with God's work. Because if somebody has one genetic issue that may not allow their survival, you wonder if there's a second or third also. And so, you know, however, being resilient to diseases, that could be a pretty, pretty cool gift to have. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
Hey, Dr. Talia, are you there?
Resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
More than 5,600 migrants from Central America are camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana. Tijuana police and federal officers are stepping up their enforcement, and some migrants are also looking into seeking asylum in Mexico. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says we need to build that wall.
That was the biggest promise Republicans made the voters in 2016. So we had better fight for that. We had better put it on the December 7th funding bill. Again, the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
A strong weather system is prompting winter storm warnings, advisories, and coastal flooding alerts through the Northeast. Some areas could see over a foot of snow, and over 1,000 flights have already been canceled due to the storm. House Democrats will select their nominee to be the next Speaker of the House on Wednesday. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has no competition and is expected to easily get the nomination from Democrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man's beer belly was actually a 77-pound tumor. Now, I'm looking at this gentleman. Apparently, his friends were giving him some shade about it, making fun of his beer belly. And I'm looking at him, and no. It's not a beer belly. The way his belly looked is almost as if it was a higher sitting pregnancy. This, if any of you know beer bellies, it just didn't look it. And I guess a California man, for years, his friends teased him. And he didn't drink alcohol. He's like, I don't have a beer belly because I don't drink alcohol. And unfortunately, he ended up having a tumor. Hector Hernandez sought help in July because he knew something was wrong because his stomach continued to grow. Yet his arms and his legs kept getting thinner. So the family urged him to seek help, and when he did, a CT received revealed a massive tumor, a retroperitoneal liposarcoma. Now, these retroperitoneal liposarcomas, those are bad. There is no kit and gloving this one. They are bad. It took out a doctor here in town. Naminov, and it just comes back a lot. But they are treatable, and they start in the fat cells of the abdomen. And his surgeon, William Singh, a sarcoma expert and associate professor of clinical surgery at the Keck School of Medicine, said the 77-pound tumor was the largest he's ever removed in his career. He said it's standard in surgical oncology to take a cancerous mass out at whole, but a large tumor will almost certainly be in contact with other organs and sometimes major blood vessels. So then the question becomes, do they need to be removed? So the surgery took over 6 hours. 1 week later, Hernandez is 100 pounds lighter. He looks good. He looks happy. They said it was very gratifying to see his before and after photos and see him back at the size he was 4 to 5 years ago. To be able to take it out safely and see him enjoy a good quality of life after is a big thing. Now, the problem is these retroperitoneal liposarcomas unfortunately can come back. So my guess is he's going to be watched very closely, undergo some sort of chemotherapy, radiation, and then be scanned. If any other new sarcomas arise, those would be addressed. But on the other end, it took years for this to grow, and so he maybe we have a poorly differentiated kind and a well differentiated kind. The well differentiated kinds, those seem to have better prognoses, as opposed to the poorly differentiated, where they look really chaotic and mean and vicious on microscopic histological sections. So, you know, he could still have a good prognosis, but wow. So, you know, beer bellies and abdomens that are distended, just don't think it's fat. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So college students are fearing that there's mold in dormitories, and that might have led to the adenovirus death that happened with the University of Maryland freshman. Olivia Perigal, 18 years old, was in her first semester when she developed a cough, which later worsened to pneumonia. She died on November 18th at Johns Hopkins Hospital from adenovirus. She was a freshman. She was from Howard County, Maryland, and she died less than 3 weeks after school learned that she had the illness. The university said that since, 5 more students have now gotten sick. Now, this adenovirus is the same one that's killing those kids in that center in New Jersey, that convalescent rehab center. Jessica Thompson told CBS News that she and her roommate discovered mold on their shoes and clothes in the dorm back in August. She thinks that the fungus caused them to fall ill. She said, you can't sleep at night because the pillow is right next to mold, and you're up all night coughing. We got to go home on weekends, and we would be totally fine at home. Then we would come back and sniffling and coughing and then have headaches. After the roommates repeatedly alerted university officials, the pair, along with 500 other students, were moved to temporary housing while the school worked to clean out the dorms. So there we go. Remember I said that the father of the child wanted to sue the school, thinking the school could have done more? And I was like, you know, when the child got this adenovirus. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, there's illnesses. There's only so much the school could do. Well, now there's a case. If the school knew there was mold and nobody did anything about it, whoa. That's a problem. Ian Perigal, her father, claimed that the daughter's room had mold. Perigal told the Baltimore Sun that he believed his daughter, who suffered from Crohn's disease and a weakened immune system, was impacted by a mold outbreak reported at the school earlier this year. She lived in Elkton Hall, one of the dorms evacuated for cleaning. The father said every kid in a dorm is sick. This should have never happened. And I understand. He must be beside himself. That's so tragic. He said if there were any new kids, she would sort of bring that kid into the fold and make it so that kid didn't have a lonely experience. She was the sweetest kid. She was a typical freshman girl, exploring, enjoying the freedom that college presented while maintaining her grades. And so the mold, he thinks, it didn't help the illness. I think that's a really fair statement. We don't know that there's causation yet, but it didn't help things. Now, Dr. David McBride, head of the university's campus health center, told the outlet that while the university acknowledges adenovirus has affected some of its students, they don't want to stir up unnecessary angst. What we've done is we've stepped up our cleaning efforts. We're on high alert here, and we're working to be very diligent to follow up on cases when students are sick to make sure that they don't worsen. So, state and local health officials are investigating the outbreak. Mold can cause respiratory problems like wheezing and a stuffy nose. Earlier this fall, the same strain of adenovirus was found to be at the center of that viral outbreak at that rehab center in Wanaki, New Jersey, that has thus far killed 11 children, and many other kids have been affected. So, mold and viruses, you really don't hear those two in a same sentence. So, you know, if she died of pneumonia, you wonder, was it a virally induced pneumonia? Or could there possibly have been mold? And do they have to go back and, I mean, usually when we culture somebody, you know, for pneumonia, we'll find, when we do cultures or we look at sputum or things under the microscope, you know, you would think if they're typing viruses and they're typing bacteria, they would, you know, look for fungus. But there's a chance maybe the hospital didn't. So maybe this was a fungus, or this was a mold-related respiratory system. But, you know, we hear of P. Diddy and Albie Scherer's ex-wife, Kim Porter, dying of pneumonia. Young lady. Quincy Brown's mom, Quincy Brown from Star, his mom. He was the child of Albie Scherer. He's the child of Albie Scherer and Kim Porter, and Kim Porter just died of pneumonia. We hear of this child dying of pneumonia. Pneumonia is nothing to mess with. When, I mean, I can't believe how many people, they get pneumonia, and since Z-Pak came out, people are like, oh, I could take a Z-Pak at home. Z-Pak can address community-acquired pneumonia. We could go to school while on a Z-Pak. We're good. Pneumonia is serious. Pneumonia kills. And this term, walking pneumonia, came out in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and people are like, all right, I got walking pneumonia. Everybody got walking pneumonia. I actually had pneumonia. I had walking pneumonia when I was in medical school. I was sick. But I still had to show up to work. I wore a mask, so I wouldn't give it to patients, and my attendant yelled at me, saying, take that off. I go, but I have pneumonia. He's like, so? So I couldn't wear a mask. They were kind of jerks back then. And you know, so I had pneumonia. It was horrible. I lost a lot of weight. The medication made me feel sick. But I got through it. And I was lucky. But true pneumonia temporarily takes out a lobe of your lung. That's why it's called pneumonia. As opposed to bronchitis, that affects the bronchioles. Pneumonia affects the lobe of the lung. Now, God's smart. So is nature, right? Your lungs have multiple lobes. So if something happens to one lobe or it collapses, you should still be able to breathe and survive because you have other lobes independent of some of the other lobes. You have three on one side, two on the other. However, if you lose blood flow to the lungs, or if you choke, then you could stop, then you're in trouble because that affects the airway to all of it. But if you have an infection in one lobe of the lung, you might be able to survive long enough with the other lobes, unless those other lobes get compromised or you get so much fluid or so much respiratory compromise that your body just can't handle it. So we have to start antibiotics right away. We have to decrease the fluid. We got to make sure we're giving you oxygen, and we have to watch you really closely. Unfortunately, when you start to get weak from pneumonia, many times that's when you finally show up to the doctor's office. And unfortunately, you could already have been, you know, compensated so much. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo. Only at BugAssault.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there,
and many
of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada,
right,
we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling
702-562-8800. No worries.
And mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy,
oh, yeah,
convenient
definitely,
hours
definitely.
To get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What went wrong? I had singing lessons, and I really don't know what went wrong. I think my singing teacher quit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a Texas woman has died after a botched plastic surgery in Mexico. Unfortunately, she suffered severe brain damage from surgical complications. TMZ reported that Laura Avila, 35 years old, died just days after her family made the decision to move her to hospice care. Unfortunately, she had been in a coma. She had traveled to Juarez, Mexico, clinic with her fiancé in late October. She wanted to get a nose job and breast augmentation. She suffered complications from the anesthesia. It caused severe swelling in her brain. Now, her sister Angie told supporters on a GoFundMe page that Avila then had a heart attack and had been placed in a medically induced coma to prevent further brain damage. The woman's fiancé, Enrique Cruz, told Inside Edition that when he arrived at the Rhino Center at 3:30 p.m. to pick her up from the noon procedure, Doctors claimed they were waiting for the anesthesia to wear off. He says hours passed before they finally called a local hospital to help. Oh, no. But you mean she had possibly been unconscious or having issues that whole time? Minutes count, seconds count. She was transferred to a hospital in El Paso, where her family was told she would likely never recover. So, people going down to Mexico or going to other countries to get plastic surgery is very, very common these days. And why? Well, because it's expensive. It is so expensive here in the States. But why? Why is it so expensive here in the States, and why is it so much cheaper to go down to Mexico or South America to get it done? Well, when we do plastic surgery, yeah, I mean, I've had plastic surgery. Only one. I had to do a lift. I was tired of the below the equator puppies. And I'm like, you know what? You know, after breastfeeding and stuff, I need a lift. So I did a breast lift. I had a breast lift. And I didn't have augmentation or anything like that, but I had a lift. And so, and it's nice. Now, you know, I could wear a shirt. But and I could tie my shoes, you know, without, you know, squishing anything. But it was expensive. That was like 2004, 2003, I don't remember. But I mean, dang, it was a lot. But the reason why is there was pre-op. I had to get pre-op testing. I had to make sure my blood group was good, my liver was good, my kidney was good, heart was good. Then I was in a hospital. It wasn't done at a clinic. I had to go to the hospital, get it done there. There was an anesthesiologist who has to get paid. Hospital, you know, surgical unit has to get paid. And then there was follow-up. And the follow-up was very good. And it was done, you know, multiple visits. And, you know, it's expensive to do a surgery that way, having so many people involved. But having anesthesia in a hospital is much safer than at a rhino center. Now, I don't really know much about this. Maybe they do have surgical facilities, etc. But, you know, everybody that, you know, works on us in America usually is board certified, you know, keeps their training up. If issues arise, the medical board seems to sanction their license. So, I mean, you know, it ends up costing money. Now, I'm not saying just because you can get it cheap somewhere means they're not going to do a safe job. You might have real gifted surgeons in these countries doing the surgery. But if it's half price and somebody says, well, yeah, it's because America has markup. True, America does have markup. But don't have any surgery that's not done in an actual hospital. Look up the board certification and the licensing of whatever anesthesiologist or surgeon is operating on you. Sometimes a surgeon is fine, but it's the anesthesiologist. The anesthesiologist is sometimes the most important person in that operating room. The surgeons like to think it's them, but it's actually the anesthesiologist. Because he's the one that puts you to sleep, and he's the one that wakes you up. Anybody could cut. But that person, the one who does the anesthesia, is the one I really care about. Because I want to make sure that that person is watching my airway. He has to watch my airway, watch my blood pressure, watch my pulse, watch my oxygenation every second. I want to make sure that person's awake. And so in America, I have been very, very blessed to have a great anesthesiologist. Now, my husband's family years ago, they lost somebody because the anesthesiologist didn't intubate the right tube. Rather than putting the breathing tube down the airway, it went into the esophagus. So, unfortunately, when she was paralyzed with the medication, she wasn't breathing. And she was lying there not breathing, and she ended up being brain dead. Now, this was years ago. Before now, there's a lot of mechanisms and checks and balances at play to, you know, determine if the, you know, if the breathing tube got, you know, if you were intubated correctly. You know, the little meter turns purple when we could see the air, you know, the exhalation and the CO2. You know, we watch the oxygenation. But in the olden days, you know, 60s, 50s, that, you know, stuff happened. So your anesthesiologist is huge. And so I, you know, going down south to get some, you know, cheap procedures done. Yeah, I've seen some amazing work done in South America and Mexico. But how do you know you're getting the people that are, you know, doing it right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a happy story. There's a bunch of NICU nurses in Missouri who did an office pool, and they got the Mega Millions, and or their winnings, and they used their winnings to donate it. Now, the big winner was in South Carolina, but one of the $10,000 winning tickets was purchased by a group of nurses at Mercy Children's Hospital in St. Louis. They said, we never thought a million years we would win anything at all, and when we came one number away from winning $1.6 billion, the majority said, let's give it to our coworkers, our family, and the ones who are in biggest need. So the alternative would be splitting it up, $7,200, splitting up $7,200, the amount after taxes, among 126 nurses. So $7,200 among 126 nurses, they're like, you know what, it's not a lot of money, let's just donate it. So it looks like they donated billions, but they didn't. They really donated what? They said that's like $56 each. But still, very, very cool. And seeing nurses group together and do this, that was really, really nice. So they donated to people who have cancer and a variety of other things, and I'm really, really happy for them. That was pretty cool. A man suffers third-degree burns after his vape pen explodes in his pocket. The victim, identified only as Mike, was in his office at Eurowall when the explosion occurred. There was smoke in the office. He had to open the door. He was in shock, according to a witness. And his vape pen had exploded in his pants, causing second and third degree burns. You could see the chemical burns are a little different. And seeing it fresh like that, I could literally smell the flesh burning, according to a witness. Mike was airfield to Blake Medical Center. The coworkers didn't know what caused the device to explode, but it just exploded. Northport Fire Chief Scott Titus said users should follow device guidelines and make sure that it's covered and doesn't come into contact with any metal. He was lucky. He could have blown off his leg. These vape pens exploding. I wonder if many of them are made out of the country. You know? You just wonder if we're buying things that are just, you know. GM is slashing up to 14,000 jobs in North America. 7 plants could close as a part of restructuring and people are ticked. The reductions could account to much of 8% of their global workforce of 180,000 employees. I guess the restructuring is affecting the way auto markets and manufacturers are trying to shift away from cars towards SUVs and trucks. Apparently in October, 65% of new vehicles sold in the U.S. were trucks or SUVs. Now, you would think that number would start going down, because it did. 5 years ago went down, you know, because of the gas mileage, but now the gas is getting cheaper. They say GM is shedding cars largely because they don't make money on them. So, unfortunately, when that company doesn't make money, they, they say 3,300 blue-collar workers could lose their jobs. Another 2,600 in Canada. 1-877, Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.